This is the Ned and Josh podcast.
If you or someone you know has been injured at work, visit mej.com.au.
Hit 104.7.
Josh, Natalie Portman is in Australia for a few months. She's filming the new Thor movie where, spoiler, she becomes Thor.
It's pretty incredible.
It's pretty exciting. I'm very excited for it. But she was on Kimmel the other day. She was talking about her experience in Australia, what it's been like.
Because their whole family's here, aren't they? They've sort of done, yeah, they've done the move while they're filming.
And they've been in Byron. They've been in all the typical places. But yeah, her kids are here as well. And she said that her kids have started to pick up a couple of things in Australian colloquialisms.
That's the word. Are the kids picking up accents there? That kids seem to do that, right?
More like more words, because, you know, when you want something, like they say lollies now instead of candy.
Oh.
And tomato sauce instead of ketchup. When you want what you want, you got to say it the way the locals do, you know?
Tremendous. This good. Is tremendous.
I like this because she's not been here for that long and they're already picking this stuff up.
Mm-hmm.
Send them back over. They're like sleeper agents.
Yeah.
Send them back to America and then they'll be hanging out with their kids and they're like, hey, can we go get some lollies?
Yeah.
Then they'll slowly start saying it. It's
lollies
like,
will become more normal. So then when we go on holidays over there, we don't get laughed at
exactly
for things
right.
we say. This is tremendous.
Can I have some tomato sauce, some Tommy sauce?
I asked for tomato sauce when I was in Hawaii, and they'd like, what? Sorry?
Yeah,
and I'm like,
you know, you can't get sauce out of tomatoes.
And I'm like, no, please just, I need it. You don't understand how addicted to tomato sauce
juice?
I am. I cannot have a meal without it being a part of the meal. What do I need to say? And they're like, you mean ketchup? I'm like, give me it now.
Whatever.
If it's red, pasty, and full of sugar, that's what I need. That's the thing I need.
I do like it, though. They are.
It's kind of cute,
It's kind of cute.
Yeah, it's awesome.
I've always, and I think anyone who's had he's been a parent or is a parent who was ever a parent, I think everyone has had the thought, what if I raise my kid in a different accent?
Yeah, just maybe just...
Just for, even if you had it for a millisecond, a thought
before
of
they
like,
go to school, you're really the main person they talk to. What if you just came home every day and like, all right, it might have to go. It'd be amazing to see if you could make your son sound like Tom Holland before he went to school.
And if you're a parent out there and you say you haven't thought that even once, you're a liar.
No, just you're not good at accents. Yeah. That's pretty much what it is. You weren't good in drama class. That's fine.
Your kid
could be phenomenal at it. You know what else I like? You know what else I love about this? Natalie Portman really is getting the full Australian experience because when the celebrities have been interviewed on like Zoom calls before, I've never heard this.
More like more words.
That Australian internet there, Natalie. Hope you're enjoying it.
This is the Ned and Josh podcast. Hit 104.7.
Josh, there was a student in 1999 who, unfortunately, he was playing his Tamagotchi in class.
Oh, not on.
He was in Singapore. Everyone knows back in 1999, all you'd want to do is feed your little Tama pet.
Yeah, so I wasn't cool enough to have a Tamagotchi. I got one of the Kmart
ones.
Yeah, like not Tamagotchis.
Yeah, I got one eventually.
It's like a Ramagotchi or something like that. And you were like, it's not the same.
I think it was branded, but it's like instead of being able to feed it and walk it and do fun things with it, it's like you can look at it and it can sit down.
Yeah.
How fun's that? It's like, well, I guess I did get it in a $5 box.
It's an egg-shaped thing to hold so you look like the other kids.
So this kid in 1999 was playing with his Tamagotchi. He got it taken off him and time forgot about him.
Yeah.
And especially forgot about the Tamagotchi. Anyway, 21 years later, his teacher, he's like, I'm retiring, I'm done, I'm good, I'm whatever on Facebook. And he's like, I've had a great career, but I'm out. Lots of students were commenting on it going, oh, happy retirement. I remember when you taught me in 1884.
Oh, wow.
Thank you so much. Yeah. You've been such a great teacher. This guy's like, my Tamagotchi is still in your confiscation drawer, but thank you for the life lessons, Mr. Lim, which is quite nice.
That is lovely and also funny.
And then the teacher messaged him and was like, hey, I just went through my desk. Is this your Tamagotchi? And he was like, yeah, it is. And so after 21 years, the Tamagotchi has been returned.
Just covered in Tamagotchi poo.
Yeah.
Because that was what used to happen.
Tamagotchi's dead.
No, the Tamagotchi would have to be dead.
The Tamagotchi, if you left it alone for 21 minutes, would die. Let alone 21 years.
The whole thing is insane to me that this has actually survived the 21 years in the drawer.
Well, that's it. I don't know. It's not
the battery. I wonder when the battery went flat.
Oh, I would imagine. This is it. At the 15-year mark.
Incredible.
Think about that 15 years and then six on more on top of that.
Amazing.
It's well and truly flat, but at this point, it's a collector's item. The teacher could have gotten some money for his retirement.
Well, this is, for me, it'd be so old at this point that the little cell battery in the back of it's probably like leaked.
Yeah.
And could it even be used anymore?
Stuff. Yeah. I don't know if it can even be used, but good on him. I remember there was, I wonder if I messaged any of my teachers and was like, hey, remember when you took my jumper off me because it wasn't a school jumper?
Yeah.
They'd probably tell me where to go now that we're all both adults. They'd be like, hey, you were the worst student ever.
That's what I was going to say.
You suck.
I was thinking to myself, it was like, oh, yeah, my Pokemon cards are still with you. Yeah. And like, oh, yeah. And like, yeah. And the memories of how bad of a student you were are still with me. So you know what? Yeah. I'm selling the Pokemon cards and it's going to make me a millionaire.
You're listening to the Ned and Josh podcast, Hit 104.7.
And Ned, we went to a bookstore yesterday.
We did.
And look, I'm going to give this is a bit of a retail in December chat that I want to have right now.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to give a salvo from us to employees of retail stores in December, and then ask something from employees of retail stores in December.
Okay,
the first one's going to be a story about us going to the bookshop, which was an event yesterday that happened between you and the lady behind the counter at the bookshop.
Yep,
you literally said to her, "Do you?" And this was the quote. Excuse me, do you have any fact books?
Yeah.
And she looked at you like, what do you want me to say to that? Mm. Like, yeah, heaps of them. Yeah. Like, we do this whole section called nonfiction. It's full of facts.
Yeah.
I know what you and I know what you meant.
Yeah.
And we won't get into that. But she looked at you like, I just don't know how to answer that question.
Well, because she led me straight to 2020. It was the randomest number, but there's a book that's like 2,341 random facts.
Yeah. And so like there was educational books in that section. So she did the absolute best she could with the information she gave her.
She took me to a fact book, but it's funny because I wasn't even really after a fact book, it turns out, because I looked at them and I was like, well, this isn't what I want.
The look she gave you was like, please, more. Just anything, any extra hint of what you might be looking for. And so this is what I'll say. Canberrans. Mm-hmm. As we go shopping at this very stressful time of year for all of our friends that work in retail, please be very clear, concise with the questions you're asking and specific. Mm-hmm. If you've got something you need to ask somebody working behind a counter, they're busy.
Yeah.
Ask them a very specific question.
Yeah.
Now, this is the other part of this. This is the sugar and spice.
Mm-hmm.
If you work behind the counter somewhere at the moment, do not ask anybody, and I mean anybody, to sign up to your rewards program right now. It takes too long.
Yep.
The person who says yes to that instead of just, oh, no, I'm good, doesn't know their information straight. It's always like my nan, when she signs up.
Yeah.
It's like, would you like to? The one person who actually goes yes is always the one like, oh, well, that's not my right number. Let me just, I think the email, no, it's Hotmail, not Gmail, and it takes forever.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not blaming that person anymore. I'm blaming the person behind the counter. Don't even ask.
Yeah.
I get that there's a quota. So then what I would say, companies, don't ask your employees to offer this to people during the Christmas shopping period.
Yeah, just give it a rest until the 25th of December.
Yeah, 26th. No, Boxing Day. Don't do that either on Boxing Day. Maybe like after New Year's, want to join the rewards program, that'd be great.
Don't come back 3 days early. Don't do it for the 28th, 7th, till the... Just leave it till New Year's, then we can come back and then restart all of your membership programs.
I think it should be socially acceptable in 2020 to answer that question for other people. So, okay. Would you like to sign up to rewards? No, she doesn't.
Yeah.
She doesn't. There's 15 people here waiting. She doesn't want to sign up to the rewards program. She's good. Yeah, she can do that online like everybody else.
You're allowed to sign up if there's no one behind you. But you're not allowed to sign up if there's more than one person behind you. That's game over.
Because that person is desperately trying to get their shopping done. They do not want to be there for a second longer than they need to be. You get 10% off the next purchase.
Yeah.
Yes, it's not even this one. No, she's fine. She doesn't want to sign up. Move on.
This is the Ned and Josh podcast, Hit 104.7.
The 500 grand thing is in my mind at the moment because in South Africa, what has happened is 20 lucky people have shared in their jackpot for Powerball. So the South African National Lottery does Powerball, and they've had 20 winners. Now, the last time they had that many winners, it's very rare to have that many winners of Division 1, was in March 2003 when 33 players won a share of the jackpot. Not uncommon for a couple of people to share, but like that many.
It's crazy.
And then 79 people won Division 2 based on the same numbers, but missing the Powerball.
Okay. What are the numbers?
The winning numbers for the South African National Lottery's Powerball was 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, with the Powerball of 10. So it literally went 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10.
It would be funny to I'd love to see the guy on South African TV. I don't know if they still do it anymore.
They do it live on TV. The numbers were drawn live on TV.
The guy being like, I don't
5, 6, whoa, that's a bit, 7. Okay, wait, what's going on? What's going on? Yeah. This is not supposed to happen.
Let's just make sure that everything's above board before we keep going.
So people have taken to social media. They're like, this is absolutely rigged. There's no way this has happened by accident.
Yeah. Chances of it happening are like probably a billion trillion to one.
The lottery have said Congratulations to tonight's 20 winners of Powerball. These numbers may be unexpected, but we do see many players opt to play these sequences.
Yeah.
And then the National Lotteries Commission, they've said they're going to look into it.
You know what's also funny?
He said, if anything went wrong, we'll declare that. We're in the process of doing that currently. But as you said, and this is what's truly bizarre to me, billions, trillions, whatever, I don't know what the actual stats are for the lottery. You can find it because it's the bottom of advertising usually.
Yeah.
But that means any sequence is just as likely as that sequence.
Yep.
In terms of that.
Yep.
So 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. All the lottos played all around the world.
Yeah.
It's probably eventually going to happen somewhere.
It will happen somewhere at some point. But this is what I mean. If someone said to me, hey, I just bought my lottery ticket and I got the numbers 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. I'd be like, well, you're not going to, why buy tickets?
Yeah, that's
so
silly.
Stupid.
And then you're one of 20 people. How salty would you be that 20 other people decided to do that as well? You know what the actual, that's not even the most salty you'd be. You'd be the most salty if you were one of the 79 that missed 10 as the Powerball.
Yeah, you're like, obviously it's not going to be 10.
5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 14.
Yeah, it's not going to be 10. It can't be 10. I don't want to be ridiculous.
It'd be cheeky, but not that cheeky. And then you miss out on the money because it did happen. The only other thing I could say, and I mean, Jem interviewed Lee from Steps the other day, but what are the other Steps? If there is a Steps member that has retired to South Africa and didn't play 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 5, 6, 7, 8. Furious. They'd be furious right now. They'd be like, why didn't I?
You're listening to the Ned and Josh podcast, Hit 104.7.
Yesterday we got an email from our boss about something that's very nice, but something I just don't quite understand. Every year, we get the chance to get a little, like, Christmas gift before we go on holidays.
Yes.
We got the option, since you and I have been here for 3 years, we've had the option of, it's always been the same three options. Now, one of them is great, and the other two are fine, but the first one is so good that why would you get the other two? And I don't know if anyone's ever gotten the other two. There's two not-so-great ones, which are still very good, are a Christmas ham and a bottle of champagne.
Okay.
So, quite nice. It's like festive. It's things you'll use over Christmas.
And the one that we don't understand why no one would ever get is an Alfa Romeo.
Yeah, that's it. You get the keys to the building. No, the third option, which is the best one, is a $50 FPOS card.
Yeah, so the $50 cold hard cash.
Yeah.
Like, that's what I don't know. And this is the, so this does a couple of things to me. I just go, well, how much is a ham? I've never bought one.
$20.
I've heard
$30.
People out there try to say in years gone by, they're like, oh no, the ham's the best value option for sure.
Why?
Like, you can get like a $60 Virginia ham. And I'm like,
mean that we're buying $60 hams.
And we absolutely aren't. No. I can assure you of that. I'm not saying we're cheapskates here, but there's just no way that's happening.
Exactly. I think, and also the bottle, it does say a beautiful bottle of champagne, but you could pick up a fairly decent bottle of champagne for like $20-$30.
$50 gift card. It makes the most sense.
Yeah, exactly.
And it's also, you could use it for anything.
That's what I mean. It's like you could buy.
Can you withdraw cash with the FBOS gift card?
I don't think you can take out the cash.
Out of the pokies and it becomes a $4,000 gift card.
That's what I mean. But I mean, you could buy lottery tickets with it.
This is okay.
I don't get it because you could buy both of these things with the $50 gift card.
Oh,
you could get the ham. You could get a very average ham and an average bottle of champagne. Which I think at the end of the day, who cares?
You just go to the deli counter at Woolies, be like, oh, just get a large handful of the shaved ham, thanks. That'd only be $10. This is what I always love about Christmas, and my family does this. We get half a dead pig and put it in the fridge for four people. Yeah. I'm like, what are we doing? What are we doing?
This
Let's just go to the deli and get some stuff to put on the sandwiches. Yeah. This is not necessary.
You want falling
There's
off
no
the bone
room
ham.
For the beer anymore.
Yeah, I just don't need. I reckon if
buy
this
beer with the $50 gift card.
Yeah, this is what I'm talking about. I think if this year no one picks any of the other two options, the ham or the champagne, I think next year, no email.
I think
the email will be, here's your $50 gift card, enjoy.
More importantly, what needs to happen is I want to know the two people that pick champagne and ham.
I think you should be called out.
I think we need to have them on the show next week. I want to know who they are. I want them named and shamed and then come in here and explain why they're picking ham and champagne.
I will send an all-staff email today saying if you pick champagne or I was about to say champagne, which it is, it's a sham. If you pick ham or champagne, come and speak to us.
Expect an interview. We want to understand.
That's someone who has too much money.
And as a ham connoisseur, combine the two. Get yourself some champagne ham.
There you go.
Beautifully done.
Yeah, very good.
So what I've also learned from this, by the way, is that work can just gift us money without tax being a part of that.
Pretty fantastic.
I want that every single month. Is that possible or is that a crime? Okay, all right.
This is the Ned and Josh podcast. Hit 104.7.
Josh, I'm going to tell you the story of a man nicknamed Peter because no one has used his real name, which is probably for the best because Peter's in a little bit of strife. Peter met his girlfriend on Plenty of Fish, which is great. They got, he proposed 3 months later and then they got married pretty soon after that, which I don't know if is a great idea.
It's quick.
It's very quick. But everything was fine. He was a pilot, apparently.
Mm.
And his girlfriend started noticing that he would like cancel their dates a lot.
Mm.
And he'd be like, I've got a work trip. Sorry, I can't go. Meanwhile,
the pilot thing helps that check out a little bit, doesn't it?
The pilot thing does help that check out because he's like, oh, I've got to stay overnight here and stuff. And she was like, all right, cool. Meanwhile, Peter's like, I bet you this girl's cheating on me.
Okay.
I bet you that this girl is like having guys around while I'm not around or whatever. So he's like decided to set up a camera instead of having a conversation.
Yeah, that's the mature thing to do.
I think it's illegal to spy on people like that. But anyway, he's decided to set up a camera. And his wife has found out about this and started looking into what Peter's been getting up to.
Mm.
Apparently cheating on her with hundreds of women.
Okay. Yeah, the pilot thing.
And joined a...
doesn't have to follow the stereotype.
Joined an extracurricular group of other like-minded people
so that's
who
probably
enjoy...
probably how the hundreds thing happened. Yeah, right.
They get together and enjoy each other's company.
I don't know. See, the cheating thing's always so strange for me because I always think if I got to the point where I wanted to do that, I'd have the conversation. You just break up with someone. You'd be like, something's obviously wrong here, so we probably need to
I would rather have the conversation and then go... Because that's it, the stress of like, God, I've got to keep this other thing secret that at any point in my life could just rear its ugly head and be like, hey, by the way, I'm your husband's extra partner.
Yeah, that's just, and this is
why would you do that to yourself?
The camera thing, though, why would you do that as well? Because obviously, as you said, it's probably not ethically or legally okay to spy on people. But at the same time, I just would be so nervous about the other stuff I might see. I was thinking about it, well, like if I'm away over Christmas, what I was thinking I might do is set up like one of those Kmart Wi-Fi cameras and just sort of be like, if I'm nervous that something's wrong in the apartment,
you
I'll
can
just
have a look.
Turn it on, have a look.
Yeah.
But I was like, do I want to know? Because there's nothing I can do about it.
Yeah,
if I'm away, I'll be interstate.
You'll just see them.
And like worst case scenario, and I mean absolute worst case scenario, ghosts.
Yeah.
You accidentally see a ghost. I don't want to know that.
That's why I don't...
Ignorance is bliss when it comes to if you have ghosts in your house. I don't want to know that.
Because I don't sleep all that well. You can get that app that like turns on your microphone on your phone anytime you make a noise. And I've done that once and there was like a creak or something. And I was like, nah, I'm good. I'd rather never sleep again.
Yeah, it's just having an interrupted sleep pattern. You check the recording for the next morning. It's just...
Jesus, no wonder I can't sleep.
You're listening to the Ned and Josh podcast, Hit 104.7.
Played social baseball last night, Ned.
Where'd you go?
Went out to the old ball game.
Did you catch a couple of? Because I know you caught some last week.
Devastating drop, actually.
None.
Yeah, no. I had one coming right at me, and it hit the glove to the fact where it like hurt my palm and then fell out of the glove. So I didn't do the close the glove part well enough.
I just
slapped the ball. It's pretty devastating, actually.
It must be so strange to play for social baseball because there'd be some people who know how to play.
Oh, yeah.
And then there'd be some people like
you. There was low-key someone from the Cavs there a couple of weeks ago.
There
was just like a ringer for a team. He had Canberra Cavalry shorts on and a Canberra Cavalry hat.
Yeah.
Built like an absolute brick, you know what. And I was just like, what are we doing? This is social baseball.
Yeah. There'd be some people on your team that would be like at some sort of a professional level and then would see you slap a ball in the outfield and go, what am I doing?
We've got a Canadian and American on our team and they've essentially become like the coaches.
Look,
encouraging but disappointing, I think, was my performance last night.
Well, you were talking about some kind of injury. So what happened out there?
I ran to second, and I've hit the plate in a weird way.
Did you slide into second?
Yeah, no, I didn't slide in.
Oh,
I ran and then didn't stay on the base either. So that was devastating. The umpire gave me out, which the umpire and I are having a back and forth as to whether or not he's officiating is up to scratch. But
he said you're out because you went over the...
Yeah, you have to stay on the base. And so when you get to second, you have to stay on the base. And stop. Like netball, you have to do like a pivot. You can't pivot on more than 1 foot. You have to stay on the base. I just ran straight past it. Like, I touched it. Yeah. I'm here.
Your home run is getting to second base. So he's probably like, that's enough of that.
Stop. Stop on second.
Because in actual baseball, you're allowed to run past it.
I tripped over the base.
Yeah.
And I've done something to my...
Ankle.
My calf. Okay. But my important thing here is I'm walking with a little bit of a limp today from a sporting injury, which is exciting because I don't play sport. Mm-hmm. So this is the first time I've ever been able to say that.
Yeah.
But the important thing here, and producer Morgan will be able to back me up on this, you have been complaining about your back for a month now, and you don't even know how you injured it.
It's a lifestyle injury, I'm saying.
I've been listening to this as recently as 10 minutes ago.
Yes.
And I'm not here saying that my sympathy's run out because you're the one going through the pain and I do feel for you.
Yeah.
But you don't know why your injury happened.
Yeah.
Do I get more right to complain and be like, oh, geez, the calf. Oh, the sporting injury.
Yeah.
For the next little while.
Yep.
Or less because this is something I know how I did it and I didn't have to play baseball.
I think less.
Do you get more sympathy for the mystery back?
I think
pain?
Well, this is it. I don't want any sympathy. But at the same time, I think you get less because
I did this to myself.
It's like, well, don't run. Don't slide over or don't run over plates anymore.
Yeah, okay.
Whereas I don't know what's done this to my back and I don't know how to stop it. Mm. So I'm just in constant pain all the time and that's fine, right. I guess.
Okay, so what we've worked out from this is more sympathy coming your way. But more glory for me.
And
just the occasional, geez, you won't believe what I've done to my leg.
Because I'm 90% sure I did this while I was asleep. Yeah, so I don't deserve any sympathy and I don't deserve any respect.
I'll just start, you just hear on my phone and just be like, oh, you'll never believe. No, you'll never believe what happened.
What happened? Did you just yourself playing an organ?
That's baseball music. I don't have to explain this anymore.
This is the Ned and Josh podcast. Hit 104.7.
Josh, there is a couple who've decided to involve their dog in their wedding.
I love that.
Yeah, I like it too. I was the last wedding I went to before we all got locked down in February was had a dog in it. Dwight the dog.
Dwight. And the parents, what did he do? What was his role?
Nothing really. He was just with one of the bridesmaids and one of the groomsmen.
Yeah.
He just walked down the aisle with them. But he had a little bow tie on. He was very cute.
That is very cute.
It was very cute. But then he just sat there. He just chilled out. He got a couple of pats while he was standing at the altar. Pretty good. I think that's the perfect way to involve your pet.
Yeah, just he'll be there.
They don't need an integral role. They're just going to be there. It's what they say in movies. You never work with kids. You never work with animals.
There was a dog that we saw in Dixon a couple of nights ago that I think, in order to breathe correctly, needed to bark.
Yeah.
It was walking up and down the street. And I don't think you could have that dog just sit at the altar.
No.
Because it'd interrupt. It'd be like, forever speak now, forever hold your peace.
Yeah.
And then all of a sudden, and you'd be like, ah, oh, okay, the dog's got a problem with this. We need to call it off.
Yeah.
Call it off.
And Dwighty only barked maybe once, but it was...
Oh, he did bark.
Well, it was just like a... And then someone pat him, and he was like, okay, good, I'm chilled out. I just want to make sure everything's
still okay. There are 150 people here. It's a bit weird. I'm not the only one thinking that, am I?
I'm the only dog here. That's odd. No, this couple's trying to involve their dog, but in a ring-bearer capacity.
Too involved. If you can make it work, that's great. If you've got like a really, really well-trained dog, I guess. But like, yeah, that's...
Like a German, an ex-canine dog.
Yeah, maybe like a patrol dog or a guide dog or something. I don't know. But if
one is professionally trained. This one isn't. This one went to puppy training, I'm assuming, because he had a little... Because he's the ring bearer and he has no opposable thumbs or hands and also has to work on all four of his legs.
Still has to bear the rings, though.
He had to have like a little suit on his back. So it was like a little vest that looked like a tuxedo and the rings were attached to it.
It's very cute.
He's backstage with all the groomsmen and bridesmaids and stuff and they're taking care of each other.
Mm.
This dog's ready to go. Obviously, he's being held back, but he starts itching and he's like, little vest thing, turns it round and eats both the rings.
Okay, that's disappointing.
So now, unbeknownst to the bride and groom who are getting married, they don't know as far as they're... And everyone behind the scenes is like, uh-oh, SpaghettiO.
These rings will symbolize your eternal love for one another. And as long as you have these rings, you'll always be... Where are these rings?
Where are the rings again? Yeah, that's it. Whoever's officiating it just gives them a strainer. And it's like, you're going to need this in a day, I reckon.
Yeah, I got a pipe cleaner. We'll just wrap that around your finger. That'll be a temporary one. It's okay.
That was the Ned and Josh podcast.
Injured in the workplace? Call Malaganis Edwards Johnson or visit mej.com.au.
Hit 104.7.